John and Hugh. I have spent almost their entire adult life in the NFL. I think philosophically they look at things the same way, and I got a high degree of confidence that they'll be perfectly aligned, and they both understand how important that alignment is for our success.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
The holiday season, it continues. New year, new you, new Browns. But we have to finish up 2017 as we get set for a Week 17 matchup against the hated Pittsburgh Steelers. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard, evening, friend.
How's it going, Kenneth?
Oh, not too shabby. How was your Christmas?
It was fabulous, to say the least.
What's the best gift you've gotten in years? What's your favorite Christmas gift?
My favorite Christmas gift of all time would probably be...
Yeah?
When I got a PlayStation.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
First PlayStation?
Yeah, the Rich Now.
My parents hid my PlayStation under my own bed for Christmas when I got
that's PlayStation. Like gangster.
That's cold-blooded stuff, man. That was some good
stuff.
Did
you know it was there?
No, I had no idea. My room wasn't even that messy, but I did have a lot of stuff under my bed, and they hid it right under my bed.
Right under your nose.
Uh-huh. That's the way they did it. I kept a clean room as a young lad. The young Ken Carmen did. I'm sure young Gerard Cherry did the same thing.
Yes, but that was forced.
Yeah, well, mine was forced as well. See? We're not so different after all. Let's get on the same page, and let's get it going with Four Downs, my friend.
First down.
All right, recap the Bears game. A game to forget for sure, but we go over it. Gerard, where'd it go wrong?
Well, it went wrong again with the mistakes, and that's been the primary issue, decision-making and not being careful with the football on the part of our quarterback, DeShone Kizer, and that's where my mind where it fell apart. And also, too, can't solely blame it on him because of the team sport, but when you had opportunity to score on a defensive turnover, and that's called back because of a player being offside, in this case, Nassib, that didn't help the cause as well. So I think just, again, missed opportunities when we had a chance to get back in the game.
That's where I think it went awry. It was that moment. It seemed like that sucked the wind out of their sails. And you can tell it's a young team that's been beaten down for a long time. And that's a sad thing, but it's true, is that they have this great moment. Myles Garrett gets this tip pass. He collects it. He takes it all the way.
He shook
two tackles. It took it all the way, and it ends up getting called back. And I thought that the way that was, it was kind of threw their heads in the air going, this is not going to go our way today. And it was a shame because they would have been up in that football game. And then Chicago went right down the field. They scored, and that was the end of that football game. And it brings us to second down.
Second down.
Offensive, defensive MVPs on this football team. Also, who's your rookie of the year on the Browns?
No, offensive MVP will have to be a no-brainer in Duke Johnson. That's my MVP. He makes it happen week in and week out.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to go defense, the guy who I feel has played the most consistently, it's a toss-up between McCourty and I'm going to go with Schobert.
I think Jason McCourty's had a fantastic year, considering. Because of his age, he is crossed over into 30 years old.
Right.
I don't know how much of a future he has.
Well, I think they may abandon that thought.
Well, as far as,
because it seemed to be the case that a lot of guys that made it close to 30, we were letting go.
Well,
but I got a feeling he could play another year.
No, if he can play, that's fine. I'm saying for the long term. If he can play next year, play him next year. No, don't get me mixed up in that. If he can haul the mail at 31 years old, let him do that.
I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, well, that has been the prevailing thought for a while, so I should clarify my comments there. Yeah, if he can do that, you go right on ahead and you do that, sir, because Jason McCourty has played pretty well this year. And Schobert, we were asked this question as a media, and I think I might have asked you about this last week, as far as who's the defensive MVP or whatever it might have been for the season. And there was a couple of names kind of thrown around, and I go, you look back on it, Joe Schobert has given, I've complained about a lot of guys. There's been guys who've shown flashes, and then there's times of disappointment. Joe has been as steady as you could find, and he's never. I've never had to complain about Joe Schoen. Mm-hmm. I've never had to do that.
He does his job.
So, yeah, I'll take that on this football team. Okay, I'll give it to Joe Schobert as well. I think I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that, which brings us to third down.
Third down.
I'll tell you what. Pittsburgh, I don't think Pittsburgh has problems. It's just been an awkward week for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What, the whole James Harrison
situation?
Well,
the James Harrison thing, let's preview the Steelers and see who they are. They're 12-3 coming into this football game. Mike Tomlin has been coy, to say the least, about who's going to play in this game against the Cleveland Browns. What would you do if you were Mike Tomlin? And then we'll get to the James Harrison thing. But I want to know what you would do if you're head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, one, you don't know what's going to transpire with the Jets and the Patriots. So you still have an opportunity to have home field advantage, and you will need it. Because obviously the Patriots have no problem even going to your home and beating you as well. But you like to think that you would be vying for that. And also, too, it seems to me part of their culture and their mentality is that we don't lose to division opponents, no matter what the stakes are in the situation is. So I got to think and imagine that, hey, they're going to say in their minds, we're going to go out there and make it happen, build a lead, and after that, you may see the twos and the threes come into the game.
I don't think that, I got to tell you, I know that we've gone back and forth on whether or not to start or to play starters, to play your prime players. Mm-hmm. This is a team that I think if you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. And if I was Mike Tomlin, I'd play him. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely play him. The way they played against Houston the other night, where they beat down Houston and really rubbed their noses in it, I would still play those guys into this game to keep them sharp, to keep them going for something. You're still trying to get that bye, just like you said. I would do what I could to keep them as razor sharp as I could to make sure there are no blocks, no little pieces that anybody else can get any sort of information on where we had let our guard down at anything. I'd be extremely paranoid if I was Mike Tomlin at this part of the season. Which takes us to James Harrison. James Harrison released earlier this week. There's reports to say that he wanted to be released. He ends up getting picked up by the New England Patriots, which, here we go, the Patriots master over here, Gerard Cherry. So, first off, a little bit odd timing that he gets picked up. Is it a good pickup for the Patriots? Getting a guy like James Harrison obviously wants to be there.
Oh, of course it is, because if he can recapture any of his youth, you got a bona fide legitimate Hall of Famer, and that's a key part. You're going to ask him to do maybe a playoff series. Give me 30 to 40 good plays. Can you give me that? Can you give me 30 to 40? That's about the amount of plays that he had on the season, which is why he was up in arms, because he didn't feel they were using him and that he felt that he could still go out there and make it happen.
Well, there was a couple games he didn't even register.
Right.
Yeah. So, you heard what Marquise Pouncey said.
No, what did he say?
Well, Marquise Pouncey was just like, bye. See you later. Hope you have fun. It was kind of, whoa.
Well, that makes sense, though, because you just lost to the Patriots.
Easy.
And believe me, you would feel that way because you just lost to them. They are your rival. This thing goes back to 2001.
Well, you can still say, but if you ask for it, hey, James, let's talk about this for a second. Well, no, you're just going to go ahead and give him his release, and then he goes to the Patriots, and, well, part of this is the business.
Yes, it is.
Of what it is. I don't know if you need to kick a guy on his way out the door. If you're Marquise Pouncey, I didn't know about those comments. I just felt a little bit. James Harrison, is James Harrison the top 10 Steeler ever?
I would like to say
they've had a lot of great
players. That's a hard thing to say, but you can shake your head at that. It's a great conversation to have, though. I mean, his numbers aren't, 70 sacks or something to that magnitude.
Okay.
So he doesn't have insane numbers, but his impact on the football field, at least for the 2000s, I'd have to say it's either him or Troy Polamalu as the most dominant defensive player in the 2000s.
Well,
I think that's a fair argument.
Would I put Troy Polamalu in that list? I mean, Joe Green, greatest Steeler ever. Then, in no particular, you have a disagreement? Go ahead.
I'm not sure.
I think Joe Green is the greatest Steeler ever.
Some would say, well, you won't say Terry Bradshaw.
Terry's definitely top 10.
Lynn Swann's in there. Franco Harris is in there.
Franco's in there.
Greenwood's in there.
L.C. Greenwood is top 15.
Mel Blunt,
Jack Ham, Jack Lambert.
Good Lord, we got almost a 10 already.
You got 70. Yeah, there was the 70s. That was a.
Now let's get to the 90s. Who in the 90s?
Bubby Brister.
Well, they did make it to the Super Bowl, Neil O'Donnell.
Okay, with Neil O'Donnell, and then he basically went. He should have a Super Bowl ring for the Cowboys. I don't care. You got Jerome Bettis.
Is Jerome Bettis Ward.
Top 10, Jerome Bettis? Top 10. Sir. Hines, All right, James Harrison. Maybe James Harrison isn't top 10.
He may be. I'd say yeah. I'd say for sure yeah. Actually, now I think about it.
Okay. Okay, maybe back in 5 to 10, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
He is. Well, that's going to be a Hall of Fame speech to hear. That is going to get out there, and that's going to be gone out there pretty quickly. So you're okay with Maurkice Pouncey trash talking on the way out?
I get it because we went to war with these guys. We hate these guys, and all of a sudden,
Mike Webster, that's another top 10 steal. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, there's plenty of them to think about. But that's the thing. Heck, Louis Lutz wouldn't make it.
No. All right, time for fourth down.
Fourth down.
All right, it's the flash preview show of the season. Let's take a look towards the offseason. John Dorsey, give us the top three things general manager John Dorsey needs to address this offseason, friend.
It starts with the quarterback position. You got to have some stability there, and you need some more leadership there. Not that I'm trying to kick the ball and punt away from Deshaun, because I believe what he went through this year is invaluable in that he got a lot of reps and opportunity to see a lot of football, and you don't want to have that go to waste. But you're going to have to bring somebody in to compete, and you have to bring somebody in just in case the light bulb does not go off in certain situations and scenarios. Then I'd also say that you still have to address the receiver position to a degree, and the secondary, there are some issues as well that you may have to look at also. So that's what I'm looking at, and saying that if you can make some improvements in your skill positions, and that's what this draft is all about, right? Yeah. Making improvements there for the long term, and hopefully you can get some action from it in the short.
I would say, as of right now, you know, we've heard different types of reports, things like that. If I was going to guess, I would say he's going to take a veteran quarterback, mm-hmm. and then he's going to pick up a veteran quarterback somewhere. I would say either Alex Smith because of the history. Kirk Cousins will be on. It will be a conversation. I don't know if it's a realistic one. Don't start yelling at me like Nathan did. Case Keenum is a conversation out there.
What's wrong with Kirk Cousins?
Well, it's just the feasibility of it, and actually, if it's a realistic thing.
So it's not
whether
what
not,
Nathan said?
Well, whether or not Washington would let him go. I've always said, if you're Washington, why would you do that?
How many times can they franchise tag him?
I would still try to sign him to a long-term deal. So I don't know why you would let a guy like that go if you're Washington.
Well, they're not winning this year, so they might be more prone to do that.
Okay, but if you have a football team that's on the cusp and you think you're just going to
get over
the... I agree
with you, Ken, but I just think they're not committed to him because they should have paid him a long time ago.
Well, we are on an NFL broadcast, so I'll hold my true feelings to that level of thinking with the Washington Redskins. Not to say that that's not the truth.
Hmm.
I'm not saying you're thinking that. You're obviously not. I'm thinking that they are, and I would say that that is foolhardy, to say the least. But I would say that a veteran quarterback, and then probably... You know, you got a lot of upside with Sam Darnold. You got a lot of upside with that kid. I know his feet aren't necessarily. That's odd how you said Josh Rosen's name there. That was something. Okay, so what would you do?
I would not draft Rosen, I can tell you that much.
Why not? Because it's odd, because that's the next question that's on the list is, what would you do about a quarterback who... He didn't walk back those comments.
Well, not even
did not walk those back from what happened
back
on Sunday.
He
about
doubled
not wanting
down.
To play,
and one of the things about the comments, I appreciate the candor and the honesty, and that's how you really feel. Thank you for the heads up, because you're going to need someone who understands that this is the toughest job in the National Football League, being the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, because you have a mountain of failed attempts at doing just that, and you have to want overcome that. So if you come into it with the mentality already that, hey, I want the easier road because it's about my career and you're not thinking about the team aspects. And what he's saying to some extent is true, that it is all about where you land and stability and all those things matter.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, though, you want to embrace that challenge too and be the guy who says, you know what, if I do this, it's Hall of Fame worthy.
Well, there's also the point of, without Andrew Luck, what have the Indianapolis Colts become?
Nothing.
And what were they with Andrew Luck?
They were
a competitive football team that was in the playoffs. So I'm sure Andrew Luck at times has been a little bit frustrated over what's gone on in Indianapolis and has been quiet himself that he's got to be a professional about it. Because I would like to bring up Jim Kelly and say that, boy, Jim Kelly was adamant, especially when he ended up with the Houston Gamblers in the USFL, that he did not want to go to Buffalo and was on TV saying he never wanted to go to Buffalo. And he's one of the
look at him now.
He's one of the most beloved figures in Buffalo sports and Western New York sports. So maybe the most beloved, to be honest with you. As of right now, you think about what he does with his entire charity and everything, he might be the guy.
But it took him going to the USFL to really appreciate
True.
Now, I hear rumblings that the XFL may be coming back, so they want to give him a try there and then come back?
If you are thinking highest upside and you do take a veteran quarterback, because your goal is to win.
I'm thinking not Jay Cutler.
Not just to take some veteran quarterback. I don't think Jay Cutler's coming.
No, back. I'm thinking no in the sense that I'm thinking this young man Rosen is another Jay Cutler, where he has all the skills, but his teammates don't like him.
Okay, that might make a little bit of sense there. Okay, well, we have a whole offseason to talk about that.
Yes, we do.
That's going to be something that's pretty exceptional. Okay, so much more to come up, and that is four down. So that was, we might bring that one up again when it comes to around the league, I tell you. Also, Eli Apple got called out by one of his teammates for the New York Giants.
Calling out?
Which, what?
I call
what?
That a diss.
I'm saying if you're willing to say that on the radio, you've already had that out in the locker room. There is no way you haven't told that guy what you think of him in the locker room and probably have had a couple of fisticuffs about it as well. But that's coming up and around the league. We'll welcome in Jim Donovan as well. Coming up next, Browns punter Britton Colquitt. You're going to want to hear this. He calls football peaches. Mm. He'll explain that. Coming up next on the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Belong, stand out, go far with Bowling Green State University. BGSU is nationally recognized for high-impact student programs such as service learning, student research, first-year communities, and study abroad. Learn more at bgsu.edu.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
Are you suffering from a runny nose, sore throat, aches and pains from cough, cold, or flu? Make Discount Drug Mart your one-stop shop for all remedies. Drug Mart has the national brands including NyQuil, Robitussin, Cold-Ease, Mucinex, Theraflu, and Coracetin, along with Discount Drug Mart quality brand products, all at everyday low prices. Drug Mart is open New Year's Day, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Discount Drug Mart saves you the cough, cold, and flu runaround.
Hey Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Hey, we're here at the Browns game with Mark and his sweet Ford Edge.
Whoa, 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 sweet? To call a Ford Edge sweet is like calling a Da Vinci a drawing, a Michelangelo a figurine. Ford Edge is a masterpiece of art and science. Its EcoBoost engine and its innovative driver assist features.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I say it's pretty sweet. How would you describe the Ford Edge?
Always unstoppable. And it's pretty sweet. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Belong, stand out, go far with Bowling Green State University. BGSU is nationally recognized for high-impact student programs such as service learning, student research, first-year communities, and study abroad. Learn more at bgsu.edu.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back in Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry, the Cleveland Browns Preview Show, all across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Browns Steelers coming up from Heinz Field on Sunday. Going to be a cold one. Going to talk about that one. And the science, the sweet science of punting the football in the cold weather. We welcome in Britton Colquitt, who joins us on the show. Britton, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I saw a video, and I don't know if you saw it. Punters, I'm sure, always see the video of it, that Marquette King was trying to heat up the footballs on the sideline.
Oh, really?
With the Oakland Raiders in the Philadelphia game. Is that a penalty, number one? Is that something that you could be, not like on the field like 15 yards, but is there a fine involved here? Is that against the rules?
Yeah, I think there is because a couple of games, I think the last home game I was talking to our guys that are holding the K-balls, you know, the guys in the maroon that throw the balls in, and I was making sure they had hand warmers and they were keeping it warm, and he kind of misunderstood me. I was just saying in his coat, you know, but he was like, no, I used to go over, you know, and try to put it at the heater, but Brad got on to me because we could get fined or something. So the team could get fined if they do anything.
Well, so that's standard practice around the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Well, you know, the Patriots, you know,
well,
they do stuff.
And that's a whole
different. They get Super Bowl rings out of it. So,
oddly enough, I actually got that from a guy who covers the Patriots. He was sending that around on Twitter, of all things, because they were upset.
The funny thing about that, here's what I say, is all these things about the balls with the offense and then the other team's offense, those are their own balls, right? Mm-hmm. So you could do something like the Patriots did, and that's their ball. So it's not fair to the other team. The kicking balls, both teams are using them. So you should be able to do anything you want because both teams are using it. It's not an advantage for either team. So they should be able to heat it up. They shouldn't. We have this thing where, you know,
who's the punter for the Steelers? Is it Brad Wing?
No.
Who is it?
No, Barry.
Okay.
Jordan Barry.
Okay.
The other Aussie.
Okay.
But Brad was there. Yeah, I know. All the Australians are they're all the same. No, I'm just kidding. But I like Jordan. But that's my thing. So the kicking balls are made 40 minutes before the game, right out of the package. So they take these nasty little straight out of the package. The offense would never want to use these balls, ever, right? So one of our guys, Corey Gillissey, he's great at it. They go in there and they start beating these balls up. But there's like a rules official that tells them how to do it, or they can't use water, they can't push in the edges. There's all these dumb rules. And yet the offense all week long gets to throw their balls all week. And then the refs just make sure they're a certain, you know, poundage.
So you use it all week, and then they weigh them basically before the game.
That's it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So each team, if you look at if a ball gets thrown to our sideline and somebody catches it, it's going to look totally different than our balls if it's somebody else's. You
could
know
there
what I'm
be maybe with the rules committee, because obviously we have to go over what's a catch and what's not over the last couple of weeks. Do you think the rules committee could do a thing where you and Jordan Berry, like say before a game, basically like a ground rules in baseball, where you guys meet and go, okay, we're going to, the balls can be this way, we can do it this way, or you and the kicker and the punter. Everybody if you want to get Charlie Hewlett involved, everybody can go in there, and we can all sit down and we can have ourselves a meeting of the minds here. So is that something that's possible?
I think so. I think it should be sort of like the offense does it. Our K-ball guy makes about 6 to 8 balls during the week. We bring them together. Their K-ball guy comes. You put all the balls together. There's a rules guy that says, okay, that's too beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pick 6 balls, and that's what you play with. Because these guys are making these balls 40 minutes before the game, knowing that they're probably not going to get the ball 6, so they're going to put all their efforts into ball 1, 2, and 3. And if somebody gets a pick or whatever or blocks a punt for a touchdown, that ball's gone because they're keeping it.
Yeah.
So now your best ball's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So
there's really even more on special teams and coverage and things like that because you want to keep that ball in play.
Exactly. You want to keep that ball in play because next ball's not as good because they only have 40 minutes to make it straight out of the package. So I'll see Corey in pregame, and he's throwing with the quarterbacks or, you know, he's hiking to them, and his hand is pink from making these balls.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, that's all I can really complain about as a kicker. But I just feel like we share them, so why would we not – why would it not be a ball that you all say we like?
That's true. I didn't even think about that. I just think, because when you said K-balls, I figured, okay, the Browns got, like, just again, for this game, the Browns got their balls, and the Steelers have their balls, and that's it. I didn't realize it's a shared
commodity. No, it doesn't have an emblem on it. If you look at it, it just says K. Wow. It doesn't have an emblem. And then the home team that week gets to keep those balls from the game, you know, for, you know, practice and stuff. So
when did you know that you could punt? Britton Colquitt with us on the show. When did you know that you were destined to be a punter?
So later than you would think, even though my dad taught us in the backyard. Obviously, he played for the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But he taught us. We were, when other kids were passing, we were punt passing. You know, my brother's running this way, and I'm like leading him.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so dad would teach us the basics. But we played soccer from four, you know, through high school. So soccer was kind of the thing that got the leg strength and the kicking and all that kind of stuff. But dad had taught us the basics growing up. But it really wasn't until I kind of learned you got to do something in life to make, you know, past whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to realize, oh, that's those Super Bowl things on the wall, you know, that my dad had and all that steel curtain stuff. I'm like, oh, that was his job.
Yeah.
And that's attainable, you know. So I would say probably, you know, middle school or something like that.
How many Colquitts altogether are involved in kicking or just involved in the NFL right now?
Okay, so me and my brother in the NFL now, so okay. Two of us. Dad played, three of us. Jimmy he was in a preseason, I think, for Seattle.
Okay.
But he played at Tennessee and has the records there.
Okay.
So All-American at Tennessee. That's right. My dad's nephew, oldest brother's son.
Okay.
And then
so that's your cousin.
Right, my cousin. Travis, so my dad's next oldest brother's son, punted at Marshall. He's kind of left out of the picture because he wasn't at Tennessee.
Oh.
But he punted at Marshall. So that's officially. And then I've heard the rumors that my granddad, before going to the war, was offered to play football at Alabama. And apparently he would punt in his police officer motorcycle bike.
You're kidding.
To the kids down the street. Because at Bearden High School, my trainer, who was seemed like he was 100 at the time, told me, hey, when your granddad would come home from work on his motorcycle, we'd be playing in the streets, and we'd have him punt the ball, and he'd kick it.
You're
from this
kidding.
And he'd go, he'd kick it from this block to this block.
What is, your dad was in the war. What branch?
No, so my granddad. I mean,
oh, your granddad. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, your granddad.
Right.
What branch?
He was in the Army.
In the Army. Yeah, okay, World War II.
Yep.
And then we take. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, so, that is absolutely incredible.
I know, Lester Colquitt.
Because it usually goes one way or the other. Like, you know, like. The physicality from one generation to the other, like, okay, I guess like one or two, but three generations of guys who can actually kick,
right,
is something that's a little bit different from what we usually hear about. That's pretty sensational.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And with me, I think when the biggest factor, I think, in it all, when people say, you know, how did you know, or how could you make it, or have the belief, and it's the belief. It's the seeing everything around my house. This is what it was. This was normal to me playing football, whereas I think the normal kids you see.
It's surreal to me.
It's surreal. Yeah. Right, it's surreal to you, and it's surreal to most people, but it was just normal to me. And so that's why you see other guys in the NFL, Clay Matthews, you know, his dad. You see all these sons because it's attainable, so then you have that belief, and that's what everything I think in life is. You know, if you know you're good at something, all it takes is a belief. And so that's what it was for us.
That is sensational. Britton Colquitt joining us on the show. You guys now, they're all over the country. You guys are the compound basically is out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right, yes.
That's how that works. Knoxville, okay, Tennessee. So you were a big Tennessee fan before you became a Volunteer. Is that correct?
Right, right.
What do you think of the new head coach down there?
I'm excited. I think it's good. I think, you know, I liked Butch a lot, honestly. And I know he doesn't get a lot of credit down there, even though he did a good job. But, you know, in Tennessee, you got to win SEC games, and that's kind of what it came down to. But I like what they did, and I like what they're doing. I'm excited to get back and meet him and, you know, see what kind of other things are going on.
So you're still involved with the program?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do. I do things that I can. I like to get back and help the punters and kickers and anything I can do to help. I'm usually only there one week out of the year or something, but it's an honor to go back and see those young guys and –
Wow, that's
cool.
So. Britton Colquitt joining us on the show. Because a lot of guys, some guys go back and say, you know, it's whatever. I've always seen Tennessee, it's almost like a sleeping giant in some way, because I remember when Phil Fulmer had them and they were really, really, really good back when I was a kid, and, you know, T. Martin winning a national championship right after Peyton Manning. How do they get back to that? How do they do it? Because it's, if you're a Tennessee fan and you see Georgia getting back to where it is and Alabama being where it is, now Nick Saban's one in a million, I understand that. How does that work? How do you do it?
Yeah, it's hard. I think, you know, the thing about Coach Fulmer being back there, that's awesome. That's huge. and I think he knows the directions to go. He was my coach. But it's so hard because they got to recruit in all these states that players just grow up wanting to go to that school. You know, Alabama recruits itself.
Yeah.
Florida recruits itself. So Tennessee's got to go out and go to California and all these places. I don't know. It's hard.
What do you do during the off season? What are you going
to
do here?
So we're going to head down to Florida. We got a beach house down there. My brother, they have a place in the same area in the Panhandle. So he's got five kids. We got three, one on the way. So we've kind of just get all the kids together, hang out.
That's right. Mary Kay Cabot showed me. Showed everybody.
Oh,
in the media room, your Christmas card.
Yeah,
a beautiful family.
Thank you, thank you very much. Very blessed. Thank
is there
you.
Another generation of punting Colquitts away?
Oh yeah, for sure. Nash, my little boy is. He doesn't care about football. But here's what's funny. He's not like, oh, my dad plays football. But he'll go up to people. We took him to this art thing. He was going to this art class, right? And I meet this guy, and this guy said, "Are you Nash's dad?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yeah, I thought so." He's like, "You play for the Browns?" And I'm like, "Yeah." How'd you know? And he goes, "Well, he came up to me and he said, 'Which team do you play for?'" This is what my son said to him. He just looks at this guy and says, "Which team do you play for?"
Okay.
And the guy's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "What team?" And the guy, and Nash is like, "What is your job?" He's 5 years old.
Yeah.
And the guy tells him his job. He's some computer guy. And he's like, "No, my dad," he just assumes everybody plays for a team.
Yeah.
So he's already got that belief in his head.
Like you did.
Yes, exactly. This is what you do. And he'll kick, his leg can go up here. That doesn't hurt.
Well, there's a lot of pressure.
And then Dustin has four boys.
Well, Britton, it's amazing. And I thank you very much for the time. I didn't know that about K-Balls. And I didn't.
Let's get it going. Get something. I mean, they're wasting time and energy and a whole referee probably to monitor these guys and make them work hard on game day 40 minutes before. Why not have these balls ready and then we pick the best together? And because we're kicking the same thing.
Is the guy in charge of it? I don't want to call him a czar. People don't realize when you call something a czar, it never ends well. From like the first czar, it always ends poorly. So call him something else. But is there like a K-ball czar or a guy that we can put in charge of things?
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know.
You're 8 years in. What's the future hold for you? Could you be in charge with the NFL's K-balls?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I can pick those things out.
Okay.
Give them some peaches. You know what I mean? We're helping both teams out here. We're helping both teams out. And then when it gets really cold, you're playing in sub-zero temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want is not a peach. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. So, Pittsburgh is probably going to be a little bit warmer. It's basically going to be hot.
A little bit warmer, yeah. I will say one thing.
Yeah.
I love Cleveland. I love the Browns fans. They're the best fans.
Better be careful. I don't know where you're going with
this.
Huh?
I'm just saying they're awesome.
Okay.
What I mean?
I thought you were going to say something about Pittsburgh because of your father and all that stuff.
I'm not going to go there. Dad loves Pittsburgh, but Dad is very impressed with Cleveland and the fans here. But he always loved them, too, when he played here.
Mm.
Now, he's a little scared sometimes, I think, you know, back in the day. I think he told me...
That was back at Old Municipal.
He told me about the tire-punching game. There was some game where... There was like 200.
I was gonna wrap it up and go right on ahead.
200 something tires were punctured in Pittsburgh.
When was this?
Yeah,
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, you didn't know about this? So it would be between 78 and 84.
Well, the folklore is different because we hear the stories about here, but we don't always see the stories. John Dorsey making his opinion known as he walks by.
Yeah,
We didn't always know.
Yeah, my dad's got a good story there. But it was a weird time maybe. I don't know. But no, he loved it. And we've had a great time here. The family loves it. A little cold right now. But Nash is a big Browns fan. That's my son.
Got that.
So
it's okay. One week from now.
But thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks for coming in.
It was nice being in the fishbowl.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Britton, all the best to you, friend.
All right, you too. Thanks, buddy.
Britton Colquitt.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Britton Colquitt joining us on this show. Coming up next, we'll preview the Steelers. We'll go around the league. You're listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
OSHA penalties increased nearly 80% this year. The safety experts at SCT help businesses be proactive about workplace safety. Now's the time to update safety and drug-free training. Schedule OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 classes today. SCT brings its services to clients with its mobile training units, or clients are welcome at SCT's state-of-the-art facility in Middleburg Heights. Don't drop the ball when it comes to keeping employees safe at work. Visit sct.us.com today.
Folks, you know what's coming. A new year, 2018. You know what? Be a great time for you to make a New Year's resolution. And you know I'm going to tell you about Joby's. Come on, hitting the gym? What do you need, more sleep? Joby's could help with all of that. We all start somewhere. Start with Joby's in 2018. It's what I did 10 years ago. If Joby's doesn't help, Joe will give you your money back in full with his money back guarantee. Not to mention free shipping. 877-300-5632 or joebys.com.
You think Riz is fired up now? Wait until the mics are off.
My job is to tell you how I feel.
You listened for 4 freaking hours to tell me how bad we are.
What? The woman in front of me was eating Chipotle. The woman behind me was throwing up. Ah!
Is that where we're at? This is ludicrous. I want to win.
I mean, honest to God, what is going on here? What is with you people?
The 101, available now on thelandondemand.com.
For the rest of you, bye-bye.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experiences preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
The Land on Demand presents this great moment in KNR history.
Gerard, do you remember personal ads?
Yeah, Craigslist has
them. I find them. What do you want?
Oh, I want all the freakery.
You want missed connection.
The title, oh. You let me smell and borrow your cigarette. You loved what I was smoking and you had to smell it. You were so fine and I know you thought I was. We had chemistry. If you see this, tell me what I was smoking that intrigued you.
Want to hear more? You can. Only at thelandondemand.com.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. Jack, you're in points 15 times faster than anywhere else in town. Make sure you play today. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. Gerard, time to go a little bit of a preview of the Steelers, even though we basically already answered one question at the beginning of the show. Will the Steelers regret cutting James Harrison come playoff time? Fact or fiction? Real quick.
Fiction. They will not regret it because he had no impact, and it seems like anything, he galvanized the team even more.
It's amazing. He said a safe distance away from them, and now they can't stop talking trash about him. That's sensational. Okay, who's more important to the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown?
Le'Veon, because you still have quality, yep. You still have quality receivers that can get the job done. Don't get me wrong, Antonio Brown is the best receiver in the game in my mind.
That's Hall of Fame talent right there.
The ability
there,
to run the football and make your offense multidimensional is everything, and Bell gives you that option.
It's always a fantasy owner who gets hot at me about that. You know, the game's inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback, running back, offensive line, then the wide receivers. Doesn't mean you're not great. Antonio Brown is great.
That he
but
is.
But Le'Veon Bell is more important to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's go around the league. Would you take a chance on Eli Apple if you were an NFL executive?
At this point, with your teammates calling him a cancer openly, and Collins seems to be a steadfast, straight-up dude, so I have to say no, I can't bring that into my locker room.
I'm surprised. Now, let me ask you, you played. If a man's willing to air out another man on the radio, has he not already done that in the locker room?
He's done it to his face. From his mama, everything.
Yeah, I'm willing to say that. I mean, I'd give him a shot, but this is bad. This is really bad.
His play
hasn't been very good this year. And again, you just said Landon Collins has handled his business.
Right.
So if Landon Collins is saying that, that's a bad, bad look for Eli Apple. Over-under on coaches being let go this offseason is 7. We'll include the Giants already, so you get 1, kind of like a bingo card. Are you taking the over or the under?
I'm going to go with the under.
Why?
It just seems like this league is not in the mood for change, and things are going to stay the same. I got a feeling.
I got to tell you, I think that Sean McVay can be dangerous for some teams. I'm going to take the under as well. But I think Sean McVay can be dangerous because he's been so good with L.A. Like, that's a team that could make a run. Mm-hmm. They really could. And I think people will see 32-year-old head coach, 31 going on 32-year-old head coach, and think, boy, I can do that with this team.
Right.
Like an owner will see that. I can do that with this team. And there's going to be guys, they are not ready. They're not ready to be head coaches.
Right, but that's the crazy part about it because, like, with every year you have your once-in-a-lifetime athlete, every now and then you're going to have your Sean Payton, the young guy that comes out of the nowhere to all of a sudden be really good.
Because owners are trendy like that. Yeah. If a defensive guy like Dan Quinn has success, oh, there's a run on defensive coordinators. Offensive, the run on offense. A special teams guy. You saw a couple of special teams coaches after John Harbaugh got hired. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did well with them. So you'll see some trends here. And I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of early 30-year-old
copycat league.
Yeah. Early 30-year-old guys end up getting picked up. And, you know, Sean McVay deserves credit. But don't act like Wade Phillips, who's basically as old as dirt. And don't tell him I said that. I don't want him to block me on Twitter. He's very, very good at his job. Don't act like Wade Phillips, who's been in the NFL his entire life and is very old, has not helped out that football team. I think he's done a fantastic job with the LA Rams this year.
Exactly.
Jimmy Garoppolo, been with the 49ers all season. Would they have been a playoff team?
No.
Ooh. Are they a playoff team next year?
Yes, because the West is up for grabs.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is up for grabs, and I think they're going to be a postseason team next year. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joins us next. Also, how does $1,000 to start off the new year sound? Well, join us at Jack Racino on December 31st between noon and 4 p.m. for your shot to be one of 10 $1,000 cash prize winners. Simply swipe your Club Jack card at a kiosk between 11 a.m. and 3:55 to activate your entries, and you can walk away a winner. Jim Donovan joins us next on the show. It's the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city, by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop, open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
Hey fans, be there live to support the Cleveland Browns at First Energy Stadium this season. Always buy your Cleveland Browns tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee that they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and the Browns' official partner and know that you're going to the game.
We're here with Doc at the Browns game.
For Cleveland, football's never a game. It's a gritty, no-holds-barred battle.
Oh, I see. Well, you have a nice Ford F-150 pickup.
Nice pickup? The 2018 F-150 exudes an awesome display of confidence. It is a masterpiece of toughness, a bellwether of what it takes to be the best.
So you might say F-150 raises the bar?
Raises the bar? F-150 is the bar. And Ford is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hey, you can win $1,000 to start off your new year. Join us at Jack Racino on December 31st between noon and 4 p.m. for your shot to be one of 10 $1,000 cash prize winners. Simply swipe your Club Jack card at a kiosk between 11 a.m. and 3:55 p.m. to activate your entries, and you can walk away a winner. Coming up in a bit, we'll tell you what we're watching for in this final game of the 2017 campaign. Coming up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but the voice of the Cleveland Browns joins us right now on the hotline. Jim Donovan joins us tonight. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. Good to be with you.
Jim, we look forward to this football game. Mike Tomlin has still kept it kind of mum on whether or not he's going to play his starters. If you were Mike Tomlin, what would you do?
You know, I think what I would do, Ken, and it's a tricky game, but I think what I would do is I would have a portion of my coaching staff obviously glued to watching what is going on in the game between the Jets and Patriots. I think I would start my guys and play them and try and obviously build up a lead in the game and then systematically get those guys out and, you know, depending upon what's going on in that game between the Jets and Patriots, because, you know, still hanging in the balance is obviously if they could get the right result, thus beat the Browns and the Jets pull an upset and beat the Patriots, they would end up, you know, with home field advantage all the way through the AFC playoffs. So that's still out there for them. But it is a tricky game because I can remember, Ken, a game, a final game of the year in Pittsburgh a few years back, and they all kind of run together. But I do remember this, where they had everything locked in as far as the playoffs were concerned, and they played a lot of their regulars, and they played Roethlisberger, and he got hurt in the last game of the year against the Browns. In fact, he was carried off the field on a stretcher, and his condition and his status for the playoffs was very, very much up in the air. He did play, but sent the Steelers into panic mode. So I think I would play my guys and then systematically get them out of there and, get them on to their bye week and get them ready for the playoffs.
And, Jim, going into this game for DeShone Kizer, can a magnificent game, in your mind, help his cause and make a statement for next season?
Well, it would certainly help his cause, you know, his personal cause. There's no question about that, Gerard. You know, I think about it, Gerard. I was thinking about it. You know, anticipating talking to you guys, and I go back to the opening game of the season and how important that game really was for Kizer and for the Browns and how competitive they were in that opening game against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, DeShone fought off, you know, a number of interceptions in that game, but still got the team back to within, a field goal in the game, and then they made that, the Steelers made that incredible pass from Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown. And how things might have been so much different if the Browns could have tied that game up and, you know, who knows, get it into overtime and then take your shot there. How a lot of things would have fallen into place a lot quicker for him to win a game like that. That's why I really think it's important when you're in the condition that the Browns are in, so young and rebuilding, that you've got to have an early win, if not a prominent win very early in the season, to just right yourself. And I think, you know, personally, I think that would go for Kizer too. It just would have done an amazing amount for his confidence if he had been able to at least pull that game out, which would have been a huge win for him and for the team.
And Jim, you spoke to Ken earlier about the idea that the Steelers may be watching the television and having some of their staff dedicated to seeing just that to know what the Patriots are doing. But do you get a sense and feel sometimes that it's just in the Steelers' manifesto that, hey, we're not going to lose two division opponents, and in particular the Browns?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. And I go back to last year, Gerard, the last game of the year, and a lot of them, and basically, you know, none of the starters played in that final game of the year over at Heinz Field. And really, if you go back to that game against the Browns really should have blown the Steelers out of that game. I mean, they had opportunities to go up a couple of scores in the game and really put the game away, and then kind of fumbled the game away a couple of times and let the Steelers hang around. And you're right, there is something in Pittsburgh and in the Steelers that they don't want to give an inch to anybody, and certainly a team like the Browns, and certainly a team, you know, within the division. They have an opportunity to sweep the entire AFC North if they win this game on Sunday. And I just don't think it would be a good feeling in their, you know, it wouldn't be a good taste for them in their mouths to have to wait around a couple of weeks coming off a loss, no matter who plays in the game. So I would agree with you. I just think it's in their DNA to go out whenever they go out, and they go out, and they go out to beat you.
This is a long answer, and we don't have a whole lot of time, but now I got to ask you, where does James Harrison rank with the all-time Steelers to you?
Well, I'll tell you what, today, listening to some of those Steelers and how disappointed they are in him, they're kind of writing him out of Steeler history.
Underneath Bam Morris, yeah.
I think he was a really prominent player, Ken. I really do. I think he, you know, he's going to go down in history, I think, as making one of the most incredible plays in Super Bowl history. When he had that interception and that long, long length of the field run against the Arizona Cardinals in that game, I think he was a, you know, he was a destructive, you know, player to opposing offenses. He struck fear into everybody he played against. He did a lot of damage. He did a lot of damage physically to Browns players, Muhammad Massaquoi, Josh Pribbs, Colt McCoy, certainly never played another game for the Browns after that Thursday night hit that he took. And the concussion, you know, that he had in the game against the Steelers. You know, just a definitive defensive player that really, I think, kind of symbolized, you know, Steeler defensive football. I really do.
Jim, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Okay, guys, take care. Have a good rest of your night.
You too. Jim Donovan joining us on the show. When we come back, we'll tell you what we're looking for in this game coming up against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday, New Year's Eve, that edition in Week 17. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
The Happy Honda Day sales event is almost over, and now's your final chance to take advantage of year-end clearance at your local Northern Ohio Honda dealer. Like the fuel-efficient 2017 Civic, packed full with driver-assistive tech. Need more space? Drive off in the spacious 2017 CR-V with seating for the whole family. But hurry, take advantage of incredible savings before time runs out. View these vehicles and more at your local area Honda dealer, or visit us online at northernohiohondadealers.com.
Folks, the Christmas tree's out on the curb. The menorah has been put away. And guess what? Bookman's still advertising. Holiday season behind us, which means you won't hear from the national jewelry stores. And folks, you know what? Such a scam. I know. I did it. I think we've all done it, where you've gone to the big box store in the mall and they chain your leg to the chair until you buy something. That's so not what happens at Bookman. Here's what happens. Josh introduced himself. He says that he's there for you if you need him. Then he goes and he sits down. They don't stalk you. No phone, no email. No, are you getting enough emails? I am. Josh doesn't ask for you for that stuff. If you have any questions at all prior to stopping in, you could always email him, joshbookman@gmail.com. Or just go see him. 8803 Brecksville Road, the anti-jewelry store, jewelry store. 8803 Brecksville Road, or click on BookmanandSon.com. That's Bookman and Son.
Hammer here, and guys, you know, I tell you all about the team at Ganley Volkswagen, Subaru, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat, located on the Bedford Auto Mile, how they have a great work environment, the safest vehicles around, and treat every customer like family. They also make car buying so easy with a huge selection of Volkswagen, Subarus, Alfa Romeos, Fiats, cars, trucks, SUVs, plus factory-trained service technicians and the ease of scheduling your service online. Go to GanleyBedfordImports.com, and remember, got to get a car, got to get it at Ganley.
ESPN Cleveland is in the know. Tony Grossi and Brian Windhorst join Aaron Goldhammer, the Insiders, weekdays at 5 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Watershed Distillery. They've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their job, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have that same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry, and it's time to get to what we're watching for. Presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. Gerard, what are you looking for today? Or I should say, on Sunday against the Steelers.
I'll be looking for something I've been looking for all season. And maybe, just maybe, this Sunday it will take place. We will see all three phases show up and show out at the same time.
Showing up and showing up. Will they play complimentary football, though?
That as well.
Okay, because those are the two tenets of Gerard Cherry football. Complimentary football, and you better be showing up and showing out. Okay, that's the two things that are very important. Okay, I thank you for giving me that. I will say, you going to run the ball? Are they going to run the ball?
They need
to. Going to be cold outside. They need to run the football. They only had, what, two carries in the second half? They only ran the ball twice in the second half against Chicago back on Sunday. You need to run the football. You need to be able to carry that mail throughout there. Isaiah Crowell chomping at the bit. Duke Johnson chomping at the bit. A lot of things you can do there. I think you got to run the football because on Sunday, that was really, really tough sledding trying to throw the football there. Had a couple of plays, but it was really, really rough. Missed Josh Gordon. Missed Corey Coleman a bunch of times. Didn't look good for anybody. The offense struggled. The whole thing seemed to struggle. So I think you got to be able to run the football. And for Pittsburgh, going up against them, they're a team that I'm telling you, they are trying to give themselves, at a 12-3 clip, it's a confident team. They're trying to give themselves more confidence. And so I think that they will try to do their very best to go at you as hard as they possibly can on Sunday and try to do what's necessary. More coming up tomorrow, the Hugh Jackson Show, Thursday night, 7 p.m., myself alongside of Nathan Zagura. And then 9 a.m., it all starts Browns game day on Sunday, followed up with Gerard and I, and then Matt Wilhelm. Then 11 a.m., the Cleveland Browns kickoff show with Tony Rizzo. And then at 1 p.m., kickoff between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers from Heinz Field with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura. Big thanks to everybody who helped us out tonight. Thanks to our producer, Meredith Kane, and for executive producer Jason Gibson, Gerard Cherry, I'm Ken Carmen, thanking you very much for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Nothing like driving to the Browns game with my favorite girl in my favorite new ride.
What's that?
My new Ford Escape Titanium, leather-trimmed front bucket seats, 10-speaker audio system, hands-free liftgate.
No, what's in those bags?
Oh, these are tailgate and breakfast, hash browns, pancakes with brown sugar.
And what's in that brown paper bag?
These are especially for you.
Oh, brownies! My favorite!
Here we go, brownies! Here we go!
Woof, woof!
Ford, proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
OSHA penalties increased nearly 80% this year. The safety experts at SCT help businesses be proactive about workplace safety. Now's the time to update safety and drug-free training. Schedule OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 classes today. SCT brings its services to clients with its mobile training units, or clients are welcome at SCT's state-of-the-art facility in Middleburg Heights. Don't drop the ball when it comes to keeping employees safe at work. Visit sct.us.com today.
Hi, gang. Riz here for Joby's, and you know, New Year's resolution, the perfect time to start taking Joby's. Do you want to lose weight, work out, or just feel better? Call this number. Joe has a money-back guarantee for you. Start in style with Joby's. All natural bee pollen, 877-300-5632. 877-300-5632. Feel better, be better with Joby's. 877-300-5632 or Joby's.com today.
I just want to assure you that having worked with Q for the last couple of years and then spent a lot of time with John the last 5 or 6 weeks, I think their backgrounds are similar. They're football lifers, particularly NFL lifers, and it's our expectations that they'll form a great team and help turn this franchise around.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by the LandOnDemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. Emmett Golden and Gerard Cherry, weekdays at 3 on your home for Cleveland Browns football, ESPN 850.